Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Well, I keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. AJ's given out to me because I think I'm way behind tonight. Way behind. I have to do this bit with AJ later where we talk about things you missed from days gone by and have all your WhatsApp messages to play. So we have to get through this very quickly. I've got about 10 or 15 minutes. Tattoos, is there some sort of stigma still attached to them? First of all, let me go to Michal. Michal, I'm not going to say, hang on Michal, before you say anything, I'm not going to say Cunha's a tattoo because unfortunately while I was away and while I was off, I heard that your wife passed away. So my condolences to you, Michal, and I do apologise. My condolences to you and on your wife's passing. When did she pass away, Michal? Oh, sorry, I lost you there for a second. When did she pass away?
On the 16th of March.
Okay. Okay. I'm very sorry to hear that. Really, really sorry to hear that.
Well, so am I, but however, that's it. I'm delighted to hear you saying there's a God. I didn't think I'd ever live to hear today. I'm delighted.
And tell us, how old was your wife and how long were you with her?
Well, we separated a number of years and so forth. We're so close together, it's hard to believe it. But we got married in 1966. And you were 59 years.
Right.
But she spent the last 7 years of her life in the care home in Maynooth, and she couldn't have been in a better place. Well, she could have been at home, but like the way things are. But it had the four C's, and you don't find them anywhere.
Yeah.
The comfort, care, consideration, and compassion. That home has the four C's in abundance. What a home to be in for management, ever right on the line. I couldn't say anything good enough because they deserve more.
Well, again, my apologies and my condolences to Michal. And I know you'll remember her fondly for a long, long time.
Well, I'm thinking of putting the island. I saw all these tattoos all my life of different people. A majority of people had them, came back from being a sea in different areas, and people didn't scorn them. But in modern times, it all changed because tattoos represent something that they were at, some place that they were, something that they loved. And lots of people, I know a lot of people that have their partners, their names, etc., like that, on their, printed on their forearms or on their tie or whatever it is. And at the present minute, I'm considering getting Eileen's name on my arm.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's interesting at this stage of your life that you're going to get a tattoo.
My life. Yes, yes. And I don't know how long I'm going to live because you were in the hospital. I was in the hospital for 5 weeks since Christmas. You were in the same time as I was. But I had a big difference. I could come on the radio and talk. You couldn't.
No. Although somebody did suggest me that I should get it when I was doing the podcast during the day. I should get a green screen in the hospital room and do the podcast live from the hospital bed. But anyway.
AJ did a brilliant job. She did a brilliant job.
She sure did. So, Michal, is there a stigma? Is there a bit of a stigma attached to tattoos?
Not anymore. I'd say go back in time. There was a stigma attached to it. Without it, I can go back in time a long way back. But stigma had a bit of a tattoo. But now stigma means something. I know so many people with stigmas, and I was with stigma with tattoos. And people that I know at the present minute, not far behind myself in age, and getting tattoos on for their loved ones. I see women got tattoos on that had dogs and put the name of their dogs in their arms because they had dogs that they loved.
But could you not just get a plaque for the wall? Like, why would you write your dog's name on your body? You know what I mean?
Well, you're right on your arm because a lot of these women like wouldn't have been married, wouldn't have partners, but they love their dog. There's nothing wrong with you love somebody, dog or horse, it makes no difference. But the point is, they love their dogs. And I had some girls have their dog's name printed on their arms, and I thought it was funny. But no, I don't think it's funny anymore. I think it's a sign of respect or appreciation for the fact that they have somebody or something that they love to bits, and that now is there to. You could look at that.
It's there forever. Yeah. Stay there, Michal, for a second. Let me go to Brian. Brian, hi. How are you doing?
How are you doing?
Good, Brian. Going back to my original question, if two people came for a job and you were the owner of a 5-star hotel and you wanted somebody for front desk, would you judge somebody for having tattoos?
Absolutely not. Unless they had, like, I'm a Nazi written on their forehead.
A swastika on their forehead. Yeah.
Other than that, I mean, absolutely not. No.
But people do judge.
You do, but I don't think it's as much a problem anymore. I mean, you look around at media, you see soccer players, and nearly everyone has a tattoo these.
Yeah, it's okay if you're rich and a celebrity. You get away with it if you're rich or a celebrity. That's fine.
I know.
Yeah, but if you're Joey Normal, you don't kind of get away with it, do you?
You walk, Niall, do you even walk the streets anymore? You know the amount of tattoos that people have.
I know, I'm shocked. 35% of people have. I'm looking here, 35% of people have tattoos.
Who cares? What's the problem?
And would you not just get a paintbrush and a canvas? Do you know what I mean?
But no, you're missing the whole point. It's like, it's a devotion. Like you're said, it's a devotion. It's a mark of respect and love. You're stamping this on your body. Now, I have no tattoos myself, zero. But I get it. You know what I mean? It's like, I love you. And I'm going to stamp that on my body for the rest of the time. Now you can get it lasered off or whatever these days. But I get it. You know what I mean?
I don't get it. I don't get it at all. I mean, you see young girls, right? You see young girls and they're covered in tattoos, right? They have them on their chest and on their back. And then you're saying, what's that going to look like when you're 60, when you're 60 years of age and all wrinkly? It's going to look shit. You know what I mean?
Who cares?
Well, they care because... Well, hang on. But the greatest respect, they obviously care because the tattoo removal business is equally as big as the tattoo business. There are a lot of people who regret getting them.
They might regret a few tattoos in years to come and they get rid of them. But, I mean, there's a few they won't. And the wrinkles might went over them. They won't have to worry about them. But,
I seen some young one on TikTok and she got her boyfriend's name tattooed on her forehead. And I said, you're a gobshite.
Well, I'd be honest with you, I can't disagree with that.
You know what I mean? Your boyfriend's name tattooed on your forehead.
Like I said, it's like I'm a racist or I'm a Nazi on your forehead. That's just not right.
Yeah, but
I love whoever, my dog or whatever.
But I mean, there are certain jobs. I mean, there are still jobs that do not allow visible tattoos.
Look, the invisible room. Just tattooists or people that want tattoos out there. Don't put them in your freaking face. Everything else can be covered up now.
But I get people get them, and you can see the tattoo coming up the neck of their shirt, right? I'm not if I own a 5-star hotel, I'm not employing somebody at the front desk with a tattoo that you can see on their hands,
especially in the neck. Yeah. Again, I have no tattoos, but I do admire them. But why don't
you get one then if you love them so much?
I don't love anyone enough, I guess. Well, I do, but I'm working on it. I'm going to make it myself.
Good man, Brian. So, by the way, Micheál, do you have any other tattoos? I'm just curious now. Do you have Micheál?
No, definitely not. I don't have it. But like you're talking about reception and death, I remember so very clearly in a swanky hotel where ladies are asked to wear long sleeve shorts and that.
That's right.
Cover tattoos under arms. I saw that.
Yeah, it used to be the same for cabin crew, but that seems to be gone out the bloody window now. Virgin were the first ones to allow, you know, tattoos and men to wear skirts. And have you ever heard the like of it in your life? In the ad for Virgin Airlines, you got a bloke walking down the cabin crew with high heels and tattoos on him. You know what I mean? Lipstick.
Yes, well, that's
a
sign of the times.
Yeah, it is a sign of the times, isn't it? Yeah, sorry, Brian. What, Brian?
That's true. But the point is, the stigma that was attached to it is gone. It's been removed because tattoos have become so common. That's it.
Yeah, well, I use the word common in a different context. Micheál, thank you very much indeed. And once again, condolences to you. And thank you very much indeed for talking to us on the air tonight. And I wish you well, and we'll always remember your wife. Let me go to Lily. Lily, hi, how are you?
Welcome back.
Thank you, Lily.
You're welcome.
I'm glad you missed me.
Tattoos? No, I don't like tattoos.
No.
There's tattoos and there's tattoos like...
I know what you mean, yeah. There's little secret ones, you know, that you can hide.
A little tattoo that you... people might like to have tattoos. That's up to them. It's like Botox and everything else, but...
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
No, I wouldn't like to walk into a hotel and see somebody at a reception desk...
Covered in tattoos.
Covered in tattoos. No, I would certainly not.
See, Brian? See what I'm saying, Brian? She wouldn't like to walk into a hotel and see people covered in tattoos.
It's art on your body.
It's not bleeding art. Would you stop out of that?
Oh, Jesus. You're not seeing the serious stuff.
It's art.
Serious stuff that's been done. Oh. Yeah.
I know. Look, I know. I know they're tattoo artists. I get it.
And look, okay,
if you want art, get a frame and a canvas and a paintbrush.
Oh, Lord Jesus. I've seen enough art. Do you look at art these days now?
There was some guy, I saw a video the other day of some guy in the nip, right? And he had paint on his head and he was rolling around on a canvas like a lunatic. And there was loads of these arty-farty people all sitting around on chairs.
All appreciating.
And, yeah, and then he finished and they all gave him a round of applause. And there was the shape of his testicles and everything because he had paint on his testicles.
Jesus.
And I said, this is art. I said, no, that guy needs to be in a straitjacket somewhere.
They need to be locked up, yeah. And you're giving out about, no, there's some serious artwork with tattoos. And you're saying, no, like, what?
Yeah, but if you want an artist to draw you a picture, you bring him a piece of paper. Don't do it on your body.
Why not? Put it on the wall, put it on the canvas, like you put it wherever the fuck you want. Put it on your car, anywhere.
But not in your leg. Or your arms or something.
Out there. Whatever. I have no tattoos, but I get it.
Lily, he says it's art. Well, hang on. Lily, it's art. That's what Brian says. Art.
It's not just art. It means something to the person.
Yeah,
that
it's meaningful.
Body,
yeah.
Life.
Yeah, mom and dad with a dagger or something like that. Yeah, sorry, Lily, what are you saying?
I don't really know enough about tattoos, really, so I shouldn't be making any comments, okay?
Oh, God. Jesus, Lily, you're jumping out of the conversation very quickly there, aren't you?
No, I wouldn't like to see. I wouldn't like to see somebody with tattoos all over their face and maybe their arms or.
Yeah.
It's up to everybody. Yeah, it's a work of art.
I know Lily's playing it safe all of a sudden. She's hedging her bets just in case.
Let's make a precedent.
Hey, Lily, would you get a tattoo for a bet?
Sorry.
Would you get a tattoo for a bet? A small one. The Niall Boylan show
maybe,
or something like that.
Maybe a small one.
Yeah. The Niall Boylan show, the logo of the radio station or something.
Yeah, but there's tattoos and there's tattoos. Some people go crazy with tattoos, to have them all over their body.
Go overboard. But again, that's their prerogative. That's up to them.
Yeah, I was going to get a tattoo of me Willy once. Changed my mind. And the word was too short. Let me go to David. David, hi, how you doing?
Niall, hi. I got 2 points. My great aunt was a nurse and she trained in 1920.
Yeah. She didn't have tattoos. I can tell you that.
She definitely didn't have tattoos. But more interestingly, she wouldn't let anybody, especially her staff, paint their nails. Because one of the things that she was very into was looking at someone's skin and looking at someone's nails.
Mm.
For signs of being
their health.
Ill.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, if you see lines on your... Now, I don't want to petrify people, but if you see lines on your nails, it's a sign that you're low in calcium, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
So all of this painting your body, if you're that short of money for a bit of paper to go and draw on, well... Anyway. No, I'm with you, Niall. Totally. I would not employ, not that I would have a chance anymore. But we've just sold our family business. But
Brian says it's just art. By the way, Brian has said it's just art.
It's not
just art.
The art is what ends up on a piece of paper, a canvas, a wall, whatever. Because you run out of walls, paper or whatever, and start using your own body, all you're doing is hiding. You could miss a melanoma growing on your skin because it's under a tattoo. So you could die of cancer, skin cancer.
Jeez, that's a horrible conversation we're going down now, isn't it? You know what I mean?
But that's.
Hang on now, Jesus, David, where are we going with this? If you have a tattoo and you get a melanoma on your skin, you'll most likely feel it. It's normally raised or crusty, so you'll feel it.
Well,
that's up to you to be diligent about examining things like that.
Well, I just happen to think that, as we agreed, you know, if you paint your nails, you hide some of the fact your mineral deficiencies or whatever.
By the way, there's another thing I didn't know, by the way. When you go for an MRI, they ask you if you've had a tattoo recently. I don't know what that's about. I don't know why, but they ask you if you've had a tattoo. They also ask you if you have any piercings or all that kind of thing. But they ask you if you have a tattoo. AJ said there's metal in the ink.
Purpose.
Yeah. The MRI reefed the skin off you. Lads, listen, I have to wrap it up. Brian, David, thank you very much indeed. Gotta take a quick break. After the break, by the way, I will be asking you about the things you miss from days gone by. Sadly, Thunder's Bakery is closing down. And earlier on the breakfast show, they were talking about Butlin's and Mosney's holiday camp. But I want to know from you what you miss from days gone by. So just fill in the blank. The things that we miss from days gone by is...
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.